From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of civilians. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what actually happens. Stefan de Mistura is the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
Perhaps now is the time to actually look seriously at the possible renewal of looking where and how we can have political discussions.
Foreign Minister Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts. They will discuss the situation in Aleppo. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo, but Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his troops will continue to fight. South Korean lawmakers have introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-billion dollar corruption scandal. The motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote on Friday. President Park is under fire for her relationship to Choi Soon-sil, a longtime confidant who has been charged with attempted fraud as well as other crimes. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who might still be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday. No immediate reports of casualties. Another earthquake off the coast of Northern California in the Pacific Ocean, about 400 kilometers northwest of San Francisco. No damage. This is VOA News.